Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Harris, what, you know, where's your focus right now, at least at 12:28 p.m. Central Time?
The focus is on winning the election for President Trump. We have about 13 days to go to make sure that we get out the vote and make sure our base of supporters and all of the new voters and those who are coming on board the Trump train are going to actually turn out and vote for him. We know that he has the enthusiasm. We know that he has the support from the people who are coming to the rallies. I mean, when you look at the statistics that our RNC chairwoman puts out after each rally, we see, you know, double-digit support from those that are not registered as Republicans coming to our rallies. And we see the fact that many of them are first-time voters that did not vote in 2016. So we got to make sure that these people are turning out to vote. As an example, North Carolina, the last rally, 32% were not Republican, and 24% did not vote in 2016. Those people, we have to ensure get to the polls.
I have a question about the way they do the rallies, because I've seen that those messages from like Ronna McDaniel after the rally gets done, she'll tweet out that there were, you know, 20% of the attendees were Democrat, 30% didn't vote in the last presidential election. How do they go about gaining those statistics on the people who are at that rally?
We ask them. We get the information directly from them when they sign up and when we're there. And so we have been collecting information from the people attending our rallies from the very beginning. And that's how we know. And this is how we know we're doing so well on the campaign trail, because we're present. We're asking the questions. We're doing the get out the vote efforts. We're safely knocking on doors. We're doing phone banking. And we know that our message of the president's accomplishments are breaking through.
Paris, one of the topics for tonight is supposed to be race relations, because we haven't talked about that enough in the other debates that we had here. That had to be another topic that was brought up. It's very important to the debate commission for this to be discussed. I don't feel like the president did what he needed to do in the first debate to talk about what he has done for all people in our country. I feel like he fought a little bit more than he needed to fight, instead of saying, no, this is my record. This is what I've done. What do you expect to hear from our president tonight? And is the first question going to be to Trump, will you please finally denounce white supremacy, as if he's never done that before?
My expectations for the debate moderators are very low. I have been disappointed with the debate moderators and with the debate commission since the first debate. I do not feel that they are fair. I do not feel like they have an interest to be fair. I think they are working overtime to ensure that the debates are skewed in a way that supports Joe Biden and minimizes his weaknesses and maximizes, well, I don't even think he has strength, maximizes every negative against President Trump. And so I believe that I'm glad they're going to be talking about race at this debate. Hopefully we can finally hold Joe Biden accountable and ask him about his own record on race, because for 47 years he's been an outright bigot on the Senate floor and as the vice presidential person in the vice presidential seat, and now as a candidate for president. Joe Biden has a record that is deplorable when it comes to race relations, when it comes to systemic racism, when it comes to criminal justice reform, when it comes to policies that are negatively impacting the black community. And I hope they actually have a conversation about that, because the president has a tremendous record, to your point, on all issues, but especially on the issues of race and the issues of justice and the issues of justice reform.
Paris Denard is RNC Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs. Paris, I've seen reports that the president is going to come out swinging tonight on those very issues, on the corruption of the Biden family, of Joe Biden himself, and really hold his feet to the fire. Is that what you're hoping to see tonight? Are you hoping to see him come out swinging, or is he maybe being, or is the campaign telling him, try to strike a balance between that and policy?
I'm hoping the president exposes the truth, the truth about his own record, because the mainstream media refuses to talk about it. The debate moderators refuses to ask questions about his record, and exposes the truth about Joe Biden's record, his record of corruption, his record of bigotry, his record of raising taxes, his record of being on the wrong side of foreign policy issues, even though they try to take that out of the debate, his record on being actually lying about what he wants to do to move the country forward, saying that he supports fracking, saying that he wants to be an advocate for education, when he wants to close down charter schools and doesn't support school choice and has not led when it came for 47 years on support for HBCUs, when he actually claimed that he went to an HBCU, which he didn't. I mean, the man is just pandering beyond measure. So I hope that the president does have the opportunity to do that, because I have, again, no faith that the moderators are going to create an atmosphere or ask the questions that allows that to happen.
We're speaking with the RNC Senior Communications Advisor for Black Media Affairs, Paris Denard. Paris, do you believe that the absence of Joe Biden from the campaign trail, I mean, the amount of time that he is saying he is at home and preparing for this debate, it is not sensical to me that you would be this close to Election Day and spend this much time inside. Do you have a theory or an explanation on why he has chosen this path for this week?
Yeah, Joe Biden is a horrible candidate. Every time he opens his mouth, he says something that's offensive, that's bigoted, that's racist. He insults people. He insults the journalist a few times that he does talk to him. Last time we saw him, he called a black journalist a cocaine junkie. And then he's just started lying, saying that he's for fracking when he's clearly been against fracking. Say he doesn't have that doesn't support the Green New Deal when the Green New Deal is on his website. When he's saying that he's not a radical when everything about him is radical in terms of his positions and his policies. The reason why Joe Biden is hiding in his basement is because he's a horrible candidate, and he can't stand there before the American people, before a rally, before the press, before the media, and answer the tough questions and be forthright about his record and what he wants to do. John Sally, former NBA player, said that the Democrats spend more time attacking and putting down Donald Trump than they do talking about their own record. Because if they talked about the record, they'd know that they'd have to acknowledge that they're going to raise the taxes. Mm-hmm. That's why 50 Cent saw the statistics and said, wait a minute, I can't support this Biden character because my taxes are going to go through the roof here in New York. That's why Joe Biden doesn't want to. It's a specific reason. He doesn't want to be held accountable.
Paris, I've heard, the struggle that the Trump campaign seems to have, at least outwardly, with suburban white women. But I'm hearing, I think it was Dana Perino was saying earlier today, that there people aren't paying attention to Latinos, specifically Latino men. And I'm also curious about, being the senior communications advisor for Black Media Affairs, the black vote and the possibility that the president has really listened more than previous candidates have to the concerns of black Americans. Do you anticipate a strong number of black voters in 2020 here coming out to support Donald Trump in a way that might be surprising to a lot of the pollsters who are out there?
First of all, the pollsters were wrong in 2016. I was on panels where they said the president was at 0% of the vote and he had no path to victory. He ended up getting 8% of the black vote, which was better than Romney and McCain when they were our nominees. And he got 13% in exit polling from black men. I believe the president will increase his vote share with the 8% of black people overall. And I think he will do even better with the 13% for black men, because I don't believe that. Because to your earlier point, yes, the president has only listened. Absolutely true. Listened to the needs and the wants and the desires of the black community, but he's also acted. And that's the part that is the difference. the action behind it, not just rhetoric, not just listening, when listening is important, but the action behind it. Action when it came to criminal justice reform, action when it came to lower taxes, action when it came to supporting charter schools and school choice, action when it came to opportunity zones, action when it came to issues on of justice and supporting the Justice Act and things of that nature. This president has been a man of action. And so I do believe that the president is going to do well, because I don't think that you can – I don't think Black Americans are excited about Joe Biden. How could you be excited about Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, for that matter, when you look at their records?
Yeah,
and what they have not done, and the things that they say.
There's definitely been vocalized trepidation about both of those candidates on the Democratic ticket. And it'll be interesting to me to see 8% of the vote in 2016 for President Trump, and then 4 years of actually having a record that he can point to, as opposed to what he would like to do, saying, I have acted upon these promises, and I have a plan to continue to do so in the next 4 years. I'm very interested to see the broadening of the Republican Party, the diversity of the Republican Party expanding. And Paris, your efforts are certainly responsible for much of that, which is why we love having you on the show. Good to talk to you, Paris. We look forward to tonight and seeing how it goes.
It's going to be a good one.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.